I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency, you never really loved me. You never really loved my kid. All you really care about is the money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
And I got, see, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. I'm pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right. It hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Well,
that was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I pay it July, June 25th. I pay it 6 days early, just so you guys don't freak out about that.
Today is the 21st of November, 2023. I'm your host. My name is Sean, and right now it is 11:43 a.m. It's very important that you know that the introduction to this podcast and the outro to this podcast are different. So, and like, I think the intro to this podcast, yeah, the intro to this podcast is when the one time in the summer of 2019 that I was instructed to go to the child support agency, I was there for over 2 hours and I got nothing accomplished. I didn't get any answers. And the outro to this podcast is, I think in 2022, when I picked up in my car a St. Petersburg police officer and he told me about child support, you know, having to arrest people for child support warrants. And he doesn't like to arrest people for child support warrants because it says in the Constitution that you're not supposed to do that. But the thing that the police officers don't know is that the best interest of the child trumps the U.S. Constitution. So even though it says that in there, they still have to arrest people. And he doesn't, you know, get anything, but, you know, maybe somebody will, you know, say something nice about him in the agency. But really what happens is the agency that he worked for, so like he works for the St. Pete Police Agency. The St. Petersburg Police Department gets paid very well for a child support arrest. They get paid very well. Like if they arrest somebody for driving on suspended, the child support agency suspends licenses all the time. So anytime, so that just starts a domino effect. So usually what happens is when a police officer arrests somebody for, you know, for a driver's license suspension, if that parent's driver's license was suspended because from child support, usually they also have a child support warrant. So once that gets processed, they get paid handsomely. Who knows, you know, if they get paid for both the suspension and the child support warrant? Nobody knows. I don't know that. That is something I probably should know, but I don't. Today, I want to talk about what happens in court. So, for example, like, sometimes, like, parents will have to go to a magistrate. Sometimes parents will have to go to a courtroom. Wherever it is that you have to go, prepare for that hearing. It is detrimental. There's some bad things going to happen at that hearing. And what that hearing is about is to determine how much one parent is going to have to pay the other parent. I don't like it, and it is absolutely unnecessary, but because we live in America, whatever that judge or magistrate says is what is going to happen. And child support going down the road is just going to look at that judgment. And if it's not complied with to a T, they're going to freak out about that. And the reason why they're going to freak out about that is because they get paid. That's how they get paid from the federal government. So these state institutions, these state child support agencies, they look at that judgment and needs to be complied with completely. And like, if you look at the judgment, you have to comply with that judgment completely. So let's say, like, you know, there's been times going on where you haven't been doing something, you know, according to the judgment all along, and then all of a sudden somebody freaks out on you because, you know, you haven't been doing this all along. That is the fault of the parent. That's the way the law is right now. They put it all on the parents. So, for example, like, let's say that you've been paying like $500 every month, and in the judgment it says something about you're supposed to also, you know, like, provide, like, I don't know, like $100 for the child's health insurance or whatever, and you haven't been doing that all along, and then all of a sudden somebody comes out and says something to you about that, you're going to have to kick up that extra $100 going forward just because child support says so, because the judgment reads that. And then, you know, your defense would be like, you know, I've been paying this for like 5 years. I've been paying exactly this amount for 5 years straight, and this is the first time somebody has ever told me that I need to pay more. That is not a defense. According to the child support agency, they have to comply completely with what's in the judgment. So, like, for example, for the past 5 years that you haven't been paying that extra $100, what the child support agency is going to do is they're going to calculate that, and they're going to, you know, get paid for every single one of those months going back. So for as long as it was that you weren't complying with the judgment, then the child support agency, the state child support agency, is going to get paid from the federal government for that. So whether or not, you know, you can get it, you know, resolved with somebody locally, the child support agency in the state is still going to get paid from the federal government for that. And there is no changing that. That's just the way it is. Now, maybe if you are very lucky, you know, you'll be able to resolve that with the state child support agency and you won't have to pay that at all going forward. But the state, the transaction that happens between the state and the government, that's still going to go through no matter what. That's still going to happen. I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you do not want the child support enforcement agency, state, to get paid from the federal government, if you absolutely do not want them to make money off you, the best thing that you can do as a parent is completely comply with that order. Whatever it says on that order, you have to do. You just gotta do it. That's just the way that it is. That is how the Child Support Enforcement Agency makes their money, by people, their child support enforcement. They make their money off of people not complying with these orders. When you are in the courtroom, that is absolutely something that you have to prepare for. There is some things going to take place in that courtroom, and they're going to make a decision based on those things. So, and they do not, like, for example, like in my hearing, my initial hearing, I did not know anything about child support. I was relying on my friend that's an attorney. And what happened was, what I think happened was, my friend that's an attorney, or that I just looked her up recently on the Florida Bar website and the property appraiser in Pinellas County, and I couldn't find her. So that tells me that she probably passed away, but I don't know. But anyway, this is what I think happened. I'm not sure because I didn't hear the actual call. On the date that I was supposed to go to this court hearing, I called my attorney's office and I was told that there was no hearing. It's been rescheduled or whatever. So I just went to work. And then I got a call later that day and it said, you know, from my lawyer, and she said, this is what happened in court today. We didn't show up. And I was like, well, I called to see if we, you know, I needed to show up and I was told that I didn't. It had been rescheduled. So I just went to work. She was like, well, it didn't get rescheduled. They had a hearing today and everybody showed up except for us. So then she told me that there was over $10,000 in arrears that was judged. And I'm like, wait a minute. So they got a judgment against me and I wasn't even there. And she was like, yeah. And the child support agency does this all the time. They do not need the father to get a judgment against them. They don't. So like time went on, I was like, okay, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to, cause you know, it's expensive. And then these lawyers charge some crazy amount of money too. And once you pay that money, that is not a guarantee at all. So you could pay that money and you probably will not get what you want or what you think that you paid for. And there is no way that money is coming back to you. It's just not. It's gone forever. These child support agencies, they do not play. Like, for example, like, you know, like I was like, I don't know, I think I was like 30 years old or something before I, you know, I planned to have a child. But anyway, so all that time I've been paying all my bills exactly on time. And then I didn't know about this, but the child support agency got some crazy judgment against me for $798.22 for one child a month. And I was only making at the time about $40,000 a year. So that is absolutely, you know, the wrong thing. And the way that the child support agency is there is somebody that does payroll at every place, you know, at every business. There's somebody that does payroll. And that basically, you know, they take the money for child support out of your check every week. So you don't even see it. So like at the time that I was going through child support, I was paying for gas and I was, you know, it was coming out every month. I was like, 81 cents over, like after I paid my mortgage and my electric bill and my gas and everything, I was like 81 cents positive every month. So, you know, that's not a lot of money to still have at the end of the month, but I was getting by. Then the child support agency got this crazy judgment against me for $798.22 a month. So, and the child support agency does not play. They put a mark on my credit, a negative mark. I mean, I think 2 weeks went by and I was like, you know, I'll pay them later, whatever. I'll figure something out. No, before I was able to figure something out, they put something negative on my credit board. I'm like, how does that even happen? So that got paid for that. Then, you know, I looked into it and I found out that I could appeal the ruling, but I was like, you know what? She needs the money and the kid needs the money. So I didn't appeal the ruling. Knowing what I know now, I should have appealed that ruling. If you are going to child support court, if you're the mother or the father, that is something you absolutely need to prepare for. And what happens in that courtroom, there's some things that are going to happen. Basically, it's going to come out on that judgment that one parent is going to have to pay the other parent. That's just the way that it is. And then on top of that, whatever amount that you paid for your attorney, that money doesn't come back to you, whether something good or something bad happened in that courtroom. So like, for example, like, no matter what happens, child support is going to take their money. They're going to get their money, period. they're going to send a, you know, they're going to get, you know, send something like an IDF, income deduction order to your job. And then your job is going to comply with that, because if your job doesn't comply with that, then it's against the law and there is some punishment for that. But anyways, jobs always comply with that, period. They remove it from your check. So, for example, like I could like go get a credit card for $10,000 and not pay on it, and nothing would happen to me. There's no debtor's prisons in America. That's just what it says on the Constitution. But the best interest of the child trumps the U.S. Constitution. So basically, the child support enforcement agency at the federal level or the state level, they can basically do whatever they want and say, no, that's in the best interest of the child. So that's exactly what happens. And these judges do it all the time. These judges are on the same side as child support. Now it is, you know, you do as a, you know, as a parent have to provide for, you know, it is your duty as a human being to provide for your offspring for their entire life, for your entire life. So there are parents to know that, that understand that. The problem is that child support enforcement agency at the federal or state level, they do not care what you think as a parent. They don't care if you think that child support is a good thing or a bad thing. They do not care. They just treat all parents that are on their books like they're criminals, period. That's exactly what happens. They treat everybody. Everybody gets treated like a criminal. So what the Child Support Enforcement Agency is doing right now is what they should do to the parents that don't comply with those orders. There is right now. See, like, you know, like I understand, you know, things happen. Sometimes you are between jobs, or sometimes you lose your job, or sometimes, you know, weird things happen. And sometimes you just can't afford to pay your child support. It happens. But the Child Support Enforcement Office, they don't have that. They don't understand that at all, because that's how they get paid. So like, let's say that you're between jobs or whatever, and you can't afford to pay, or inflation is crazy high and you can't afford to pay your child support payment that month. The Child Support Enforcement Agency at the state or federal level, they do not ever, ever care about that at all. All they care about is that one parent pays the other parent and complies with the judgment. That's all that they care about. So like if a month comes up and you don't have the money, like, you know, like this government shutdown that was just getting ready to happen, if that were to happen, there would be a lot of families that didn't get paid from that. But the Child Support Enforcement Agency, they do not care. They want one parent to pay the other, period. End of discussion, no matter what. So let's take my case for example. My other parent was given permission to move to the foreign country of Greece in 2017. My son very rarely talks to me, very rarely. I mean, like, I don't know, not even once a year, maybe. I think like, maybe like three or four times in the past 4 years. I don't know. But anyway, I don't have any. The only way that I have to contact his mother is through an email address. Like, I have a physical address, but when I send stuff there, it makes it there. I could send stuff there right now and it would make it. Then I would send stuff next month and it would make it. It makes it there about 50% of the time. And the same thing that I have with the phone number. Now, the phone number that I have for them, I can call and somebody from Greece will answer the phone somewhere in Greece. But the person that picks up the phone does not speak English and I don't speak Greek. So And I do this all the time. Like, I've tried it many times. I've tried to call that number and I just get nowhere. Now, whose fault is that? It's not my fault that I can't contact them. It's not her fault that I can't contact them. She gave me the number. I think it was like, I don't know. It was a long time ago, probably in the email. I should, you know, ask her for the phone number. That's what I should do. I should email the number and ask for a phone number. I think I've done that. I've probably done that before, but I just don't remember. But anyway, in that hearing, you need to raise your hand and bring up anything that you think is relevant. Bring it up. It doesn't matter. If you think it's relevant and then they tell you that it's not relevant, that's fine. But if you bring something up and they say it's not relevant, fine. You brought it up though, so it's on the record. Whether or not they told you, you know, it was relevant or not, that does not matter as long as you bring it up. Now, let's talk about that judgment, because what's happening now is that whatever that judge rules is going to get put on that judgment, and that's what the child support agency going forward is going to go off of. So you need to bring everything up and you want to get the amount that one person has to pay to the other parent as low as possible. That is the goal. You want to get that number as little as possible because, you know, the child support, you see, you know, going forward, you might, let's say, lose your job or go to another job or whatever might happen. You have to plan right then because once that number comes out, you have to pay that every single month until a new judgment comes out. So whether or not, you know, you're between jobs, you're going through a hardship, inflation is through the roof, gas prices are through the roof, grocery prices are through the roof, the child support agency does not care. They want their money no matter what. So like in my instance, there's a judge, the judge knew that he was allowing my son to move to the foreign country of Greece. The judge knew that. Everybody knows that. But all that happened was that a judgment came out from that. And because I live in America, I have to completely comply with whatever that judgment says. And because the mother of my child and my child live in the foreign country of Greece, they don't care about an American judgment. So they have the luxury of not having to comply with it. So like, I don't know, like every summer and every holiday, I don't even remember, that she is supposed to pay for plane ticket for my son to come visit me every year. That has never happened. And she's also supposed to, like, I don't know, you know, make sure that, you know, he contacts me all the time. That has never happened. There is so many things in that judgment that has never happened because they, in America, they have no way to enforce that judgment for a parent that is in the foreign country of Greece. There's no way to do that. So, I mean, like, I could not believe. I'm going to put the transcript that I got. The court reporter sent me an audio file from the hearing that day. So I'm going to upload it to this podcast so that anybody that wants to can click on and listen. But here's the deal. Whatever happens in that hearing, you want to get that number down as low as possible because it's a forever thing. And no matter what happens, you know, till your child turns 18, that's another thing. You know, fight everything. Like, all you want to do is pay child support until the child is 18. Now, if they put stuff in the judgment that allows you to pay, force you to pay child support until the child graduates from college or whatever, I would object to that. I would object to anything like that. Period. I would just object to that. Knowing what I know now, I would object to it. Knowing what I knew when my child was born, I just want to get in the courtroom and get out of the courtroom. It's not the same. Things are different now. So no matter what your payment is, you're going to be paying that every month until your child turns 18 years of age. So like, you know, like if the, you know, there's something in the judgment that makes you, forces you to have to pay until the child graduates from college, I would get a new order just based on that written that says that all you have to do is just pay until the child's 18. Now, when the child goes off to college, you can continue to support that child, period. You can go back and forth, but you don't need to be forced into that. And that's what those judgments do. And that's what the child support agency does. They just look at the judgment, period, and that's it. So when you go into the courtroom, you need to get that payment amount, the amount that you are subjected to pay every month, down as low as possible, and you want it to stop when the child turns 18. Whatever it is that you decide to do after the child turns 18 is completely up to you, but you do not want to have to pay child support or deal with the child support agency when the child, you know, the child is going through college. The child may be going for a 4-year degree. He might be, you know, usually parents want their kids to be doctors. That is a very long time they're going to be in college for, and you do not want to have to pay child support or deal with the child support agency while that is going on. The thing is that you want to completely, you want to get that number as low as possible. You want to get everything taken care of right then and there, because if you have to go back, that means that you're going to have to probably, I do everything pro se for this reason, because I don't want to have to pay. These lawyers charge astronomical numbers already, and now everything is hyperinflated. They got to pay it, so that means that you got to pay them. So it's just crazy, and something bad is going to happen. You're going to have to pay every month going forward already. So you're already going to have to pay, and then you're going to have to pay a lawyer too. No, get everything taken care of in the very first child support hearing, and then just pay what it says in that judgment until the child turns 18, and then it will turn off. I have one more year to go till my child turns 18, and then I don't have to deal with the child support agency anymore, and that's a good thing. I can't wait.
Child support agency, you never really love me. You never really love my kid. All you really care about is your money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
Are you a St. Petersburg police officer?
Sure.
That's cool.
Yeah. Good job.
You ever arrested anybody that had a child support warrant before?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean you're not a big fan of them?
Because that was, like, specifically written into the Constitution to no debtor's prison.
Right.
So you shouldn't be sending someone to jail over money.